Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav. Go on Erev Shabbos to all. Just to note, we just wanted a little feedback if anybody noticed any difference in volume the past couple of weeks in the shiur, or it's okay, because we just switched the computer that we use. So if anybody has any difference, has heard any difference, so if you could please let us know, that would be great. Just email us. Okay. Says the Gemara, we are on Chaf Hei Amabes by Hani Chalamad Amar, about 7 lines up. So what have we been talking about? We've been talking about Dayo, whether there's an opinion that does not hold of Dayo, even if it would not ruin the Kal Vachomer. And we ended up saying no. We brought a couple of examples to try to prove that, and we ended up saying no, there is no opinion that holds that way. And the last discussion that we were just having was Xavier Shava to teach me that Begin and Or are Tame, both by Sheretz. A mefitz could be tamei both by sheretz and by tamei meis. So we learned it from Xer Shava. So says the Gemara, Hani chalaman da amar don min da avu uki ba'asra. I understand this Xer Shava works. If you hold to the principle of don min na, you learn it from there, v'uki ba'asra, but it could stay in its place. Meaning, if you have a limud between two contexts, you do not have to apply every single detail of the first context to the second context. Don mina, learn from there, take one thing to learn from there, but vuki ba'asra, but still there might be differences between the two contexts involved. And that's fine. Why? Because you're learning that a mefitz is tamei meis from a fact that mefitz is tamei sheretz. But what do I mean? Mefitz tamei sheretz is only for one day. Tamei meis is for 7 days. So the big difference between the two. So if you say that we hold to the principle of don mina vuki ba'asra, then it's fine because you're allowed to still have differences in the contexts. Elamanda amar don mina mina. But if you say whenever you learn something, you have to go all the way. All the way. Rashi says that milsil dielfina lemi milsa achrisi. When you learn one thing from something else, lachol mili dainina lemina. For all things, you have to learn it. So then we're back to the question: how could you learn Michael Amemar? How could you learn Mefitz Besheretz from Mefitz Bemeis, if the opposite, Mefitz Bemeis from Mefitz Besheretz, if one is Tamei for only one day, Tumas Erev, and the other is Tamei for Tumas Shiva. So Amar Rava, special Gzeres HaKasov, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chibastem Bigdechem Bayom HaShivii, you should wash your clothes on day 7, right, by Chukas, by Tamei Meis, called Tameo Shatem B'Tamei Bemeis, Lo Yubchusen Meshiva, right, Tamei Meis, if you're Tamei Meis, you always have to wait 7 days, meaning if you are either in the tent, the three ways to become tamei meis, either if you're in the tent with a meis, or you are ma'ahil on a meis, or the meis is ma'ahil on you, any of those three cases when you become tamei meis, or you or nigia or mag or masa, you touch or carry a meis and you become tamei meis. So those are the ways that you'll be tamei for 7 days. Period. Okay, 4 lines from the bottom. So now for the Gemara for the next Amud quotes Havaminas. It's not 100% clear how seriously we should take these Havaminas, but they're Kalvachomers saying maybe this should be the din here, maybe this should be the din here. We reject all of them because it's not the din. But the Rishonim discuss the length and the seriousness of these Havaminas. So we have 5 of them. Number 1, the Teheshen Veregel. The Teheshen Veregel Chayev Berushas Rabbi Bikalvachomer. We should say that Shane and Regel are Chayib and Rishas Rabin. We know they're not. But maybe we should say they're Chayib and Rishas Regel from a Kavachomer. And again, this whole Gemara gets into the issue of Oshim and Adin again. Because all these are Kavachomer. Some of these are going up. Some of them are going down, Lakula. But those that are going up obviously have to be related to the Oshim and Adin, as we discussed yesterday from the Rishash and Tosas back on Dav Base. So maybe Shane and Regel should be Chayib and Rishas Rabin from a Kavachomer. Uma Karen Sheb Rishus Hanizak Einu Mishalim Elachatzi Nezek Rishus Mishalim Elachatzi Nezek Rishus Arabim Chayeves. If Karen in Rishus Hanizak only pays half, yet in Rishus Arabim it's also Chayev. So Shein Veregel Sheb Rishus Hanizak Mishalim Nezek Shalim. So Shein Veregel, which are very extreme in Rishus Hanizak, they pay Nezek Shalim. That shows it's so stringent. You know, then Sheb Rishus Arabim Chayev. So you should be Chayev in Rishus Arabim too. If Karen is Chayiv versus Rabim, surely Shein and Regel is Chayiv versus Rabim, because you see Shein and Regel is more Chamur. So Amari answers, Amarkra Ubir Bistayacher, Velo versus Rabim, special Xeris HaKasav, that overrides that if you are Shein and Regel are only Chayiv in Sadeh Acher. Asked Ashita Bekubetz, says 1 minute, doesn't Karen, what was the Havamina? If you, it's Karen, surely Shein and Regel, because Shein and Regel is more Chamur, but Karen has a Chumrah. What's Karen's Chumrah? That it turns into a muad after 3 times. So isn't that a chumrah of Karen? Says the
Shida Bekubetzes. Ein lahakshos mala keren shebal lachal nezak shalim b'ha'adah ki im, because says the Shita, im hayu shein v'regel chayavim b'shus rabim, haya nami kein. Says the Shita, the havamina is that you would also have shein and regel that have that too in b'shus rabim. Meaning, dayo, you wouldn't, would it be more than the where it's learning from? And therefore, the havamina is that you'd have shein and regel in b'shus rabim, that's chayav chatzi nezak the first three times, and then nezak shalim the rest. An amazing havamina of Tam and Muad like model by Shane and Regel. That was the Havamina, says the Gilyon in the Shita. So the Bar answer, no, though, we reject it. We reject it. Obir b'stei acher, v'lo b'shus rabim, not b'shus rabim. So the Gemara, 1 second. Mi de kule kamrinan, palga kamrinan. Bir b'stei acher, fine, you're only chai b'shus rabim in b'shus anizak. That's only talking about nezek shalim. But maybe we at least want to learn chatzi nezek. At least chatzi nezek for Shane and Regel in b'shus rabim. Can you learn that? And again, the Shita just said, and you'd say, after three times, it turns into Nezek Shalim. On Mark Crow, we see, no, there's another pasuk. For Chitzuas Kaspo, one has to split its value, its money. Kaspo Shol Zeh, V'lo Kaspo Shol Acher. Only the Kesef of this one, meaning Keren, and not the Kesef of Acher, not of Shein and Regel. So again, Gzeres HaKasuvs always beat out Kal V'chomers. Kal V'chomer, we mentioned, is the weakest form of Limud. Weakest in that, it comes from the person himself, right? The person can judge, could be done a kavachomer me atzmo, but you can't be ma'anish based on a kavachomer. You can be ma'anish based on everything else, right? A gzereshava, a hekish, a binyan av, a mamatzinu, so we're ma'anish based on those, but not based on a kavachomer. So says this, that's number one. Number two, next try. Velote shein v'regel chayeves b'rishus anizek ala chatzi nezek b'kavachomer mi karen. The other way. Maybe shein and regel should only be chayev chatzi nezek in rishus hanizak. Why? Kal v'chomer from Keren. Uma Keren shebirushos harabim chayeves. Birushos anizak eidem mishalam esel l'chatzi nezek. Keren which is chayev everywhere. It's chayev even in rishos harabim. And yet in rishos anizak it's only chayev chatzi nezek. So shein v'regel shebirushos harabim petura. Shein v'regel which are pater in rishos harabim. So they're so lenient. Eino din shebirushos anizak mishalam chatzi nezek. So surely they should be only chayev chatzi nezek rishos anizak. Learn it from a kal v'chomer from Keren. Amar Kra Yishalem Tashlum in Ma'alya. No, Yishalem sounds like you pay complete, a full Tashlum. Okay, a couple of points on this Kal V'chomer. Yes, Tosfos, what was the Havamina? The Havamina is that you'd be Chayv Chatzi Nezek even for my Shen and Regel. Didn't we just quote a Pasuk? V'chitzu was Kaspo? Kaspo was Shel Zevel, Kaspo Shel Acher. You only have Chatzi Nezek by Karen. So what's the Havamina? Second Tosfos, Ve'im Tomar Ha'amar Kasvo Shezevel Kasvo Shalacher. In the previous line, we just said that you can only have Chatzin Ezek by Karen. So what's the Gemara asking? V'yesh Lomar. So it says Tosfos, amazing Havamina. Again, all these are amazing, and the Rishonim don't just say, these Havaminas, you know, forget the Havamina, just focus on the Maskana. They're all troubled and focused by the Havaminas, and they give even more amazing Havaminas. V'yesh Lomar, De'en lama'it mi kaspo ela chatzi nezek shemishtali mi gufo. You might say that, you know what kaspo shel zev l'chatzi nezek shalacher means? This kesef pays chatzi nezek mi gufo. But you can have a different kind of chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek min ha'aliyah. De kaspo shel zev chatzi nezek mi gufo v'lo shalacher. V'kanem ha'yach b'chatzar anizak chatzi nezek ha'yemishtali min ha'aliyah. A havamina that you chain and regel would pay chatzi nezek min ha'aliyah. The pasuk is only referring to chatzi nezek migufo, not chatzi nezek min ha'aliyah. Right? This relates back to, meaning that would be enough of an exclusion. Migufo versus min ha'aliyah, as we mentioned already twice. We mentioned we would have it again, but we had back on daf, what was that Tosfos, Yevchesim Abeis, where Tosfos said that going from chatzi nezek to nezek shalim is not such a jump. But going from Migufo to Min Aliyah is a major jump. That's qualitative, not quantitative. That's the Tosfos on Yud Chesem Abeis, Dibra Maschal Hecha, as we will see, and as we had yesterday on Chavheim Abeis. Actually, I didn't say it. There's a Tosfos on Chavheim Abeis yesterday, we didn't have time for, that also mentions that type of qualitative jump. Okay, from but this Tosfos also goes on that list, in the relationship between Migufo and Min Ha'aliyah. Shidu Kubetzes also deals with this, what the V'chitzuas Kaspo would have meant. He gives another answer there, if you'd like to look at it. Okay, but then the next Tosfos also asks, not Tosfos, the next Shidu Kubetzes says, again, what's the Havamina? That you would say that you should pay Chatzi Nezek by Shein and Regel and Rishos HaNizak. So he asks the Shidu Kubetzes 1 minute. Then why would we need the Halachal Moshe B'Sinai at Tzroros? Chatzi Nezek. Why would we need that? What's the Hava Amina? You should pay Chatzi Nezek by Shein and Regel and Rishos HaNizak. Kamash Bolon Yidon. According to the Hava Amina, so Tzroros is in Rishos HaNizak. Right? Tzroros is Regel. So Rishos HaRavim your Pater. We have a whole big Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Or Hilchas HaGemira law that you learn Tzroros is Chatzi Nezek. What do you mean? All of Shein and Regel would be Chatzi Nezek. So what would be the difference? So according to Rashi, if you remember earlier, Rashi on Daf Gimel and Rashi elsewhere said, you know what the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai is? Not the Chatzi Nezek aspect, but the Regel aspect. That it's Regel and not Keren. So maybe even though Rov Rishonim argue on it, maybe that would be a little better here. Because the Chiddush is that Tzroros is considered Regel. But if you said like Rov Rishonim, the Rush, and even others say that's what Rashi means, that the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai is Chatzi Nezek, then what would you need the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai for here? According to the Hava Amina, says the Gemara, says the Shita, Vim Tomar, Hechim Matzin Lameimar, the Shade of a Regel, Lomashal Miela Chatzi Nezek, Vahami de Itzrik Hilchasal Tzroros, Chatzi Nezek, Mechlad, the Shade of a Regel Nezek Shalim. So the Gemara should have answered that also. What's the Gemara? The Gemara should have said, no, the fact that you have a Lachmash Mizinai means everything else is Nezek Shalim. So says the Gemara, and it says the Shita, no, Alkin Metari Sakilin Shatosvos, Tzroros Mishalim Chatzi, Mimasha HaRegel Mishalim. The Halacha Moshe V'Sinai is that Tzroros pays half of Regel, what Regel normally pays. So Halacha Moshe V'Sinai would have been a quarter. That's what Halacha Moshe V'Sinai would have been. We pay, if normal is Chatzi Nezek, Halacha Moshe V'Sinai would have been a quarter. Not that it would automatically have been Chatzi Nezek. Okay, so again, that explains the Havamina, or the second day up, maybe this whole Havamina is only according to Sumpas. Tzroros is Nezek Shalim. Okay, you always have that possibility, it's always like the other Manta Amar. Okay, so that was the second try, second Havamina, that was rejected. Number three we're up to. Number three. Now the opposite. Maybe Karen should be Pater Rosh Hazarabim. Why? Umashin v'regel. Shebirushos nizak nezek shalem. Birushos rabbi betura. If Shein and Regel pay nezek shalem in Rishos HaNizak, and yet they're pater in Rishos HaRabim, Karen shebirushos HaNizak chatzi nezek. Eino desha birushos rabbi betura. Karen, which is so lenient that it only pays half in Rishos HaNizak, surely should be pater in Rishos HaRabim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Kra. No, again a pasuk wins there. Yechet sun. Ein chatzi nezek chaluk. Lo birushos rabbim lo birushos yachim. No, Karen has no chilukim. Karen is Chayiv Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, everywhere. Period. Number four, which we'll talk about a little bit. V'yehei Adam Chayiv Kofer Mikal V'Chomer. Maybe a person should pay Kofer from Mikal V'Chomer. What's Kofer? Kofer is the payment that I pay if my ox kills a person. If my ox kills a person, I have to pay a payment. It's like a kapara payment. Obviously, halacha is that I'm not put to death unless I kill somebody. Adam HaHorig, right, Rotzeach. But if my animal kills, it's terrible. But, and even if I was at fault, but I do not pay kofar. It's a big discussion. If your property damages, right, we learn from this halacha, at least Lamaskana, that it's not the same as if your property kills, that's not the same as if you kill. So we know the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch about a rotseach kohen. See a kohen, right, a kohen rotseach b'chamon al islan. Let's say it's a Ravad Yosef, that's a tshuva about a kohen in self defense. Has to kill who's in the army. He has to kill someone. Or let's say b'chamon al islan in a car accident. Right, in these types of cases, does a kohen duchen? Because a kohen rotseach doesn't duchen. So is that, let's say, if you're driving a car, is that adam ahorig? Or is that niske mamon? That's the discussion, right? Meaning it wasn't me, but it was my car. So is the car an extension to me? Is that like mishim chitzov, like eish? Or is it something less? So that's what he discusses there. But that's the issue of niske mamon versus, not niske mamon, ritzichas mamon versus Adam Hahorig. Says the Gemara, maybe you should be saying Adam is chayiv kofer from a kal v'chomer. Why? Uma shor she'enu chayiv adal dvarim. Chayiv a kofer. If your ox kills, he's not chayiv in dal dvarim. Right? Nezek sari b'shevus and boshes. He's not chayiv in all five. But he's chayiv in kofer, meaning he makes you chayiv in kofer. So Adam she'chayiv adal dvarim. When a person is mazik, he's chayiv in dal dvarim. So did you chayiv a kofer? So he should surely be chayiv kofer when he kills. So shouldn't we say kofar by a person? So Amar Kra, no, pasik. Kachal asher yishas a love alo ala adam. As much as is estimated on him, on the ox, but not on the person. Period. So the Havamina is that you should be chayev kofar. Ask the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, 1 minute. What's the reason that a person is not chayev kofar? Kim libe ramine. What Havamina is that? You should be chayev kofar. Maybe he should be chayev kofar. Maybe he theoretically is, but this Kimle. So what's the Gemara talking about? If he kills, that's why he doesn't pay kofar. So Rashi says, look at Rashi.
Rashi on the third line, third skinny line. The adam chay bekofer kigon bemezid velo asrube. Delesa bartala velo bargalus. Rashi says if he kills without edim, so then he's not chay. He's not going to get killed by Beis Din, and he's not going to go to galus. That's Rashi's opinion. Says the Tazer Ben Peretz after quoting that 1 minute, but we go like Tanit Bechizkiya. Tanit Bechizkiya. Ksubis lamin hey, baba kama lamin hey. Right? What did Tanit Bechizkiya say? Even if he killed Beshogeg, you still apply Kimlei. Kimlei, if there's a Maisa Ritzicha done, you apply Kimlei. You don't actually have to get the punishment. Right? So, Beshogeg also, you apply Kimlei. So, I don't understand. So, Tazer Ben Peretz, Lachin Yer Lafari, she is soding Kimlei. When do you say Kimlei B'drava Mine applies? It applies if the Misa and the Mamun are not coming from the same source. Meaning, if I shoot an arrow, the example we give, the Gemara Baba Kama later on, and as the arrow transfers and goes over from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it rips your shirt on a clothesline at the same exact moment. So basically, I'm Chayav Misa because I didn't have Avera to Hashem. I'm Chayav Mamun because I ripped the person's shirt. That's why you say Kilei B'Dramine. But if the same act is Mechayav, your two things, then you're not going to say Kimlei. I don't say Kimlei. He doesn't give the example, but I'll give the example. Moti Shemra. Moti Shemra, you have a monetary payment and you get Malkus. Right? Vyashroso Mea Kasef and Vyisroso, Patrick says a Kisaitse. Give him, you whip him. So Malkus and Mamon Eki, give him two punishments. Right? So the answer is if the Misa and the Mamon or the two punishments are coming from the same source, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah is that you get two things here. Right? Usually Kimlei is if you have two things that happen to overlap, so one cancels out the other. But if you have two onshim that flow from the same act, so then the Torah is mechadesh that you have two punishments here. So that's what he says here. To lo shayach lemifter mikimle ela mamon she'imo misa. If mamon happens to be with the misa, but they're not totally inherently together. But if they come from the same source, so then you wouldn't say kimle. That's the Tazer Ben Peretz arguing on Rashi. So why don't let's get back to Rashi for a minute. So is there a way to defend Rashi? Rashi says it's a case of mate. Rashi doesn't say a case of shogeg. So maybe Rashi being meduyek. Rashi could have just said a case of shogeg, and then you could ask the kasha, tell the bechizkia. So he didn't say shogeg. So he said ritzicha, bemazed, without edom. So zochi yemis, zochi yevgal. So the Rashba also quotes Rashi and asks the tell the bechizkia. So he says, hey, maybe Rashi is not going on tell the bechizkia. The rabbanan argue tell the bechizkia. A, or he says, gives another answer. But let's do the Pnei Yeshua's answer. The Pnei Yeshua defends Rashi as follows. Nearly the Sava Rashi, the Chiyuv de Kofer lo Shayach laMelech b'Tanah deBechizkiya. We're talking about Kofer here, not a regular case of Mamon. Kofer is a Kapara payment. A Kapara payment has different rules. The Kiva de Kaimelon Kofer Kapara, since we say it's a Kapara payment, that's the Havamina. Sakadat de Chamina de Chayuv Adam Kofer. You should be Chayuv Kofer. Why? Nehi de Bemezid vaAsrubei. If you were Bemezid and you got warned, then you're going to get a Kapara. Otherwise, how? Misa. Right? Obishoge Gamur or a total shoge, you're gonna get a kapara. How? Galus. So by galus that means you get a kapara. So that's what Rashi gives this case where there's no galus, there's no misa. So what do you so then you need how are you gonna get a kapara, at least partially? Pay kofar in that case. That's the Havamina. In the case of Misa and Shogeg lo Istrakra, Shayesh Lar Kapara Babiso Bagalus, Avo Bemezi Velo Astru Bay de Labak Tala Vlabar Golus, Salkadai the Hamina Shis Khaif Kofer Kiechim Tevele Kapara Vlakach Itzrich, that's why you need the Pasik. Allah Velo Allah Adam. So and once he says interesting, once you have the Pasik, so then you could say that's the Chiddush HaTorah deBechizkiya. After you have the Pasik. Not that you quote the Pasik. Why do you need the pasuk for Tanah deBechizkiya? Rashi learned Tanah deBechizkiya, even though it's from another pasuk quoted later on, but it fits in. It fits in. That's Shitas Rashi. That's Rashi explained by the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, Viter. Fifth Havamina. Says the Gemara. Fifth and final. V'yeheshar chayev b'dal dvarim mikal v'chomer. The opposite. Maybe ox. Your ox. When your ox damages, he should be chayev in all the dal dvarim. Mikal v'chomer. Uma adam she'eno chayev kofer. Chayev dal dvarim, if a person is not chayev kofer. And it's not just because, as we just said, not just because of Kimlei, but he's really not chayev kofer. Chayev dal dvarim, he's still chayev dal dvarim. Shoshar she'chayev kofer, eno didsha chayev dal dvarim. So a shor that is chayev kofer, he should also be chayev dal dvarim. Amar kra, ishba miso v'lo shor ba miso. Right? Another xeris akasif. Again, period. End of havaminas. So again, we have to think about how serious these havaminas are. You might have said dal dvarim.
for embarrassment. You have to pay for embarrassment when your shor does something, when your property. But again, that was the Hava Mina, and they were all rejected, obviously. Period. Which ish? Yeah, that what?
We said maybe because it's not even a good enough kapara. But here
it's not even one of the svaras of Oshim Ben Adin is that it's not even a good enough kapara. But here it doesn't say that. Here it doesn't say that. Maybe it's referring to the one of the other answers. Okay, ibay lahu regel shadar sal gabi tidok v'chatzar anizik lahu shetashalib kofer. We know that what's kofer usually if your animal gore somebody, meaning keren pays kofer. Right, Karen Muad pays kofar. Tom will talk about it in a second. But Karen Muad pays kofar. What about Regel? What if your animal is just going along its way and Rahman al-Aslan to kill somebody? It tramples a child. So do you pay kofar in that case? That's the question. So again, Regel Shadarsal Gabi Tinok, Regel of an animal. Shadarsal tramples on a baby, Bechatzar Anizek Bahu, Shetashalim Kofar. Mi Amrinon, what's the ingredient of Karen that causes the kofar? There are two ingredients, so which one? Mi Amrina Midid Havia Karen, do you compare it to Karen? Karen, Kivin to Avet Shriot, Tlasa Zivne Urchehu, Karen, once it does it three times, it's a Muad, and that's why he pays Kofar, Umashalim Kofar, Akadami Loshna. So here by Regel, it's a Muad right away. Right? It's Urche, and therefore Regel should pay Kofar. Odilma no, Karen kavanas alahazik. Hi, ain't kavanas alahazik. No, what do we say that Karen is kavan alahazik, and that is lacking by Regel. That's the ingredient that causes the kofar, and therefore you should say it doesn't work. So that's the question. Tashma. So let's try to prove it. Let's say I brought my ox into the balabayas's rishus, v'nakol the balabayas, and my animal kills the balabayas. Right, I brought the animal in and it killed the balabayas in chatzar amazik. So I'm obviously going to be chayev v'meis, and the balabayas dies. So my shor b'skila, the shor has to get skila because it's a shor aniskal, it killed somebody. Uba'alav beitam be'muad mishalim kofar shalim, and its owner, even if the animal was a tam, pays kofar shalim. Divrei b'tarfon, right? That's Rabbi Tarfon Shita, who says you pay kofar shalim even by a tam. So says the Gemara kofar shalim. Now we're going to be b'dayif from the brisa. Kofar shalim b'tam Rabbi Tarfon minale. How does Rabbi Tarfon know that you pay kofar shalim by tam? We know Rabbi Tarfon has that shita about chatzar and nizik. Karen pays nizik shalim, but how does he know kofar shalim pays by tam? So la mishum, isn't it because the savalek Rabbi Yosi Eglili that he holds like Rabbi Yosi Eglili to Amar who says tam mishalim chatzi kofar b'rishos arabim, that tam pays half kofar b'rishos arabim umaisi lami kavachomer mi regel, and he learns it from a kavachomer from regel. So what's going on here? So you need Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi quotes the limud that the Gemara is referring to. Dibur maskel mi kavachomer mi regel. Rahachi Gamarla says Rashi, Ma Shein Varegel, Shep Paturin Birshus Arabin Lagamre, Shein Regel, which are Potter totally Birshus Arabin, Birshus Aniza Kofar Shalem, but Birshus Aniza, they pay full Kofar, Karen, Shur Birshus Arabin, Chazi Kofar, Kerbiose Glili, Karen, which pays half Kofar in Birshus Arabin, and Odisha Birshus Aniza Kofar Shalem, surely should pay Kofar Shalem Birshus Aniza. So what, but what's the starting point of the whole Limud? The starting point is assuming that Regel pays Kofar. That's the whole Limud. So the Gemara says, Alma, back to the Gemara, Ega kofar b'regel. So you see this kofar b'regel, because isn't that Rabbi Tarfon's svara to get to the shita of paying kofar shalem by Karen, even by Tam? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Benari, do I know? Who says that's the limud? Tana, mi nezika d'regel ma'isila. Just substitute in nezika d'regel for kofar d'regel. You have the same limud. If Shane and Regel are potter here, but they pay full there, so what do you have to say about kofar? It could be talking about Nizikin. So leave Kofar out of it. So there's no Raya that you pay Kofar. You learn from Nizikin of Shane and Ragel to Kofar by Karen. That's the Limud. So that's what the Gemara asks now. One second. How could you compare Nizikin to Kofar? Nizikin, but what about Eish? Eish is an Adam Amaz, is Nizke Mamon. Eish never pays Kofar. So you see, Nezek is more... is a more common type of occurrence, therefore you can't learn Nezek to Kofar. So Gemara says, no, be Tamun. Well, what do you mean? Eish is Pater and Tamun. Nezek is Pater and Tamun. So that's a case with this Pater and Pater. So it levels the playing field. Mala Tamun, Shkin Yeshla Babar. What do you mean Tamun? What about Bar? Bar is Chayiv on Tamun. So that's a case of Nezek where you're not going to have Kofar. Mi Kalim. No, Bar is Pater on Kalim. So again, level the playing field. There's total Pter, so therefore you can compare Kofar to Nezek to Kofar. Mala Kalim Sheshna Ba'esh, but go backwards. If you say you're talking about Kalim, so Eish is Chayim HaKalim. Mi Kalim Tmunim, put them together. You have hidden Kalim, so hidden Kalim will be Pater in Eish and in Bar, so there's no Nezek, just like there's no Kofar. So again, even the playing field. Mala Kalim Tmunim Sheshna Ba'adam, what do you mean? Adam's going to be Chayim for Kalim Tmunim. Right, Adam's going to be Chayim, even though there's no Kofar there. So El Alav, so we go back to the original Shema. Mi Kofar Deregel Ma'isila, you're right. So you learn it from Kofar. It must be that Rabbi Tarfon learns Kofar Nezek, Kofar Shalem, by a Tam. You learn it from Kofar Deregel, Almika Kofar Beregel Shvaminos. That's what we learn. There's a Machlokas we showed him later on in Daf Mem Dalid. When does Regel pay Kofar? Even the first three times? Or only after? So that, because the limud is, you're comparing it to the Karen, that's where Kofar comes up. So that's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba later on in Daf Mem Dalid. Amli Rav Acha Miditu the Ravina Hakanami Mistavre. It also makes sense that Regel pays Kofar. Tika Kofar Beregel. Why? The Isaka Dai Dechleka Kofar Beregel. If you say there is no Kofar by Regel, Vitanami Nizika the Regel Maisila, and the whole Limud earlier was from Nizikin of Regel, not Kofar of Regel. Lifrachlin Yevakasha. Mala Nizika the Regel Shekain Yeshnon Beregel. It's a funny question, but Rashi basically explains this to mean, what do you mean? How could you compare Regel to, from a Regel and a Nezek, to a case of Karen? Regel and Karen are different. So Allah Shmamino Mikovat the Regel Maisila. If you're pairing Kofar and Kofar, is a good enough comparison. Ama Ika Kofar Beregel Shmamino. We shouldn't discuss what exactly the last few lines added. Once we accepted Kofar Beregel earlier, the Gemara just seems to be repeating some of the steps, but that's what the Gemara does. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, we can spend a lot of time on the next Mishnah and Amud, but we'll have to squeeze it into the time that we have. Says the Mishnah. Adam Muad La'olam. Adam is a Muad forever. Adam Muad La'olam, Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, Bein Ar, Bein Yashain, whether it was by accident or on purpose, whether he's sleeping, whether he's awake, person is right on the side. You see the Girsa in Sanhedrin is Bein Ba'onis, Bein Baratzon. It's going to be an important Girsa. Right? Even Ba'onis, even Baratzon, a person is Chayiv. Adam Muad La'olam, all the Bali Musar talk about this. Adam Muad La'olam, got to make sure that we realize we're Muadin, even in terms of our neshama. Simas ein chaver v'shibur es hakelim. If a person blinds the eye of his friend, even b'shogeg, and or he breaks kelim, shalim nezek shalim. Right, these are examples. Right, even if you do it by accident, you're still going to pay nezek shalim. Katani simas ein chaver dumi d'shibur es hakelim. But the Mishnah gives two examples: blinding somebody by accident and breaking somebody's kelim by accident. So we say it must be teaching me ma hasam nezek in arba devarim lo. Just like there, if you break somebody's kli, you pay nezek, and of course you don't pay tzar, ribi, shevis, and boshes, because it's a kli. So too, if you blind somebody, rachman alitzlan, avsim ezin chaveiro, nezek and abad dvarim lo. You're only going to pay nezek in that case, because it was by accident. Dal advarim are only if, Rashi says on the bottom, you only pay the dal advarim by mezid or karav lemezid. Right? Only if you really have intention. But if it was an accident, you're going to pay nezek, but adam ulolam, but you're not going to pay everything else. Minani mili, how do you know that a person is chayv even b'shogeg? Amar chizkiyah v'chein tana de bechizkiyah. A wound for a wound, l'chaybo ala shogeg kemezid. No matter what wound you caused, you have to pay shogeg kemezid via al ha'onis karatzon. And onis karatzon. Hi, mi boile, litein tzar b'makam nezek. Isn't that pasuk teaching me that you pay tsar even when you're paying nezek? That's why you needed the pasuk. You might have thought, Rashi says, that you only paid the pain when you're not paying the nezek. Right? That's say you burn somebody and there's no wound that is visible. You burn somebody under their fingernail, which is very painful, but there's no nezek there. So maybe that's where the pasuk, that's the pasuk teaching me that you only paid tsar, you paid tsar even b'makam nezek. So MK, no, it looks like rechmana petza bipetza. My tachas petza shlami notarti. Whether it says tachas petza, so that's where you know both. Okay, related to this line is the machlokas we mentioned, I think, twice already. Onis karatzon, machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos where? Tosfos on tomorrow's daf. Tosfos on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Tosfos says there, how far do you go? There are basically 10 Gemaras that you have to look at. Many of them, like rove of them, seem to say that a person is chayev always. Like we're going to have a Gemara in a minute. A person is sleeping and there's a rock on him and he wakes up and the rock falls off, he's going to be chayev. That sounds like a pretty big onis, right? So there are many Gemaras that seem to say a person is chayev always. But there are a few Gemaras that seem to have some limitations on the chiyuv of a person, of an adam hamazik. So how do you put all these Gemaras together? So what Tosfos holds, Tosfos on Chavzayin and the Beis Yiras Chav Shmuel, Tosfos holds that Ones Gamur is Potzer. All the Gemaras that have limitations, that's the rule. A person is chayiv for certain Onesim. What Tosfos calls, if you look in the second wide line of Tosfos on Chavzayin and the Beis, second wide line of Tosfos. Shmamina, de ba'onis tekein geneva adam hamazik pater.
In onis like a geneva, which is a real onis gomer, we could call it, that's where another mamazik is pater. Skip four words. Aval ba'onis shukeina veda, shikrova lepshia yoser. The skip near the other mamazik chayev. The yef shalom shle is chayev el bepshia. So other mamazik is chayev by an onis that's korov la'aveda, we would call it. Meaning there's a little bit of fault there. And every case of the Gemara that seems to be you're chayev by a crazy ones, Tosfos interprets as no, there's some reason why you should be chayev and it's your fault. That's what we're going to see in a minute, what Tosfos does with our Gemara today. But that is Shitas Tosfos, that you are, there is not a total p'tur. You are chayev on mamazik with a p'tur of ones gomer. There is still a p'tur of ones gomer. While the Ramban above Matzia Daf Pebez, that's what this Ramban is, the Ramban says clearly, he quotes Tosfos and he says, no way. He says, no. He says, the EF Shalah Amida. Like you say it, Onis Gamur, Onis Lav Gamur, the Lav Onis Gadov, Lav Onis Katon, Vesov Davar. No, the halach is, Kivan Jeskiru Chachamim, Ba Ones Nezikin, Evan Munachas Bacheko, Velo Higirba, are the case from today's daf. A case where you can have a stone on you and didn't realize it, and you got up and the stone falls down and damages something. That's an Onis Gamur. But and the Gemara says, you're going to be Chayiv. Of Nafal Benagag Baruch Sheinim Mitsuya, Harish is Kiru, Sofa Onsim Kulam. Deruch Sheinim Mitsuya, Filu Kosa She Eliyahu. But Mashmah Deruch Mitsuya is Kiru Le'inyan Shemachino, Deruch Sheinim Mitsuya Lo Skiru, etc. Says the Ramban, even Onis Gomer, you're going to be Chayiv. What's the Svara for that? You can't say you could have prevented it. You can't prevent an Onis Gomer, so why is Adam Ula Olam? So one has to say, it's more of a formal din, that a Maisa Adam is Machayiv. If it's called your action is Machayiv. Maybe Tosfos says Vayonis Gomer is not called your Maisa. But the Rabban's Chiddush is that's the Chiddush of Adam Ula Olam. Maisa Adam is Machayiv you. It's not a question of fault. It's not a question of Hayalacha Lishmar. It's Maisa Adam. That is the Chiyuv. Okay, so every Gemara that comes up in Shas that talks about Adam Amazik wants to fit into Tosfos and the Ramban. Period. Amar Rabba. Okay, so here we go. Rabba quotes a Braisa. Every line of this Braisa is much to say. Amar Rabba, Haisa Evan Munachas. I'm pretty good. I'm at base by this time. Okay. Amar Rabba, Haisa Evan Munachas, Lo Becheko. Case one. You have a stone on your chest. Velo Hikerba, and you didn't realize it. Right? You're taking a nap and you have a stone on your chest, and you never knew about it. The Amad Vinafla, and you stood up and it fell off. So, five different areas of Halacha. Le'inyin Nezikin, Chayv. Le'inyin Nezek, you're going to be Chayv. Right? So the Ramban says, this is my big Raya. Right? It's Onis Gomer. Onis Gomer, and therefore, you know, you're going to be Chayiv. Nemuki Yosef, what does Tosfos do with this Gemara? Tosfos, Nemuki Yosef says, what do you mean? If you have a rock on your chest, you should know about it. You know, who has a rock on their chest and doesn't realize it? So, okay, you didn't expect it, but like, if you should know about it. This is your fault. It is your fault a little bit. That's what Tosfos would say. Right? That's what the Talmud Rashba Vaharash also here says, the dummy leposheya she'en derech b'nei adam lios eben haru'uya lahazik b'cheikam v'lo yargishuba. We're not talking about a little pebble here that's not going to do any hezek. We're talking about a rock that's going to do hezek. So you should have known. V'kivish shahayvo v'mashmesh b'cheikam v'lo lo chashiv onis gomor. If it would be an onis gomor, you'd be pater, like Tosfos says. So again, the Ramban and Tosfos have to interpret this line differently. So l'ini nizikin chayiv l'ini daladvarim pater. L'ini daladvarim you're going to be pater because we said there's no kavana here. Good. Before we get to the next line, there's a fascinating machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Where would a machlokas be between the Rashba and the Ra'ah? If anybody ever learned Yerodeya, it would be in the Taras Abayis. Taras Abayis is the Rashba's Sefer, separate Sefer, Taras Abayis, on Yerodeya. He has different batim, one on Shrita, one on Taroves, one on Kchal, one on Vestos, right? Hilchas Nida, one on Yain Nesech, right? It's all. So you have the Taras Abayis in the middle, that's the Rashba, and you have the Bedek Abayis on the side, that's the Ra'ah's screaming at the Rashba. He usually is not so calm, right? It's domed to the Ravid on the Rambam. The Ra'ah does not mince words. And then on the side of that, you have the Mishmeres Abayis with the Rashba defending himself against the attacks of the Bedek Abayis. So a lot of times, it's very graphic and colorful arguments. So there, the end of Bayis Aleph, Shar Aleph, the Rashba says, what happens if somebody is sitting down and he has a knife on his chest and he gets up and the knife flies off of him and shechs an animal? Is that good enough? Right? Jason is going to have similar cases tomorrow. I wish you luck. Right? So, people falling off roofs and falling on cases. Okay. Vigal Medox. It says the Rashba. What happens if a knife falls out? So he says, because I know le'inyin nezek, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, daf chav avim abeis, le'inyin nezek, you're chayiv. So maybe it should be good enough for Shechita. Right? Should be good enough for Shechita. Or, Dilma, no. Le'inyin nezek and shiny. Av le'inyin Shechita, you have to be mapulate.
right? You can't just let it fall. Says the Rashba, Mistavrili, Dilinyin Shchita Kilinyin Ezekin. I think you compare them. The Hacha Be Hacha, Asi Mikoach Ben Das Karinan Be. Kain Nirali Lahalacha. Avalola Maisa. Right, he says, I think this is really true, but I'm not sure if I'm going to pass in that way because I think some other Rishonim argue with me. But that's what he says. Says the Vedek Abayis, V'tabahani al divrei zeh hachacham v'al ra Yosef. That's not so strong. Ma inyin zeh eitzel zeh. Gabi nezikin kol hecha di'ihu garam chayiv v'adamu ala olam. Gabi tfilas nida nami, also by tfilas nida. Right, the Rashba also brings a raya. If a nida happens to be walking by a mikveh and she falls in without kavana, she gets out. She's tar. You don't need kavana. As long as she went in, there was no chatzitza. Right? But kulu gavri mahanya. Avo b'shchita, avo gidlo boy kavana. Hitzricha torah koach adam. Eza sheyehei. V'nafla miyadom emela. Pashatu. Tahacha leka koach adam klal. V'lo mahanya klal. V'davar baruhu. V'su lo midi. So, I don't know what the Rashba was talking about. Even the halacha. Forget the lola maisa. That's the machlokas. Fascinating machlokas. When we compare nezikin to shchita. Now we continue, next line of the Gemara. Remember, we're talking about getting up and a rock falling down. Le'inyin Shabbos, Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Regarding Shabbos, Torah asrs Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves, we know the Torah has a high standard for Melacha on Shabbos, and therefore this would not be good enough. Meaning, if your rock goes and, let's say, you know, does a Melacha, right? Your rock rolls off of you and makes a hole in the ground. Melacha of Koresh. Your rock rolls off of you and rips something out of the ground. Kotzer, whatever it does. So that's not Chayav on Shabbos, because Melech Tzmach Shabbos Asra Torah. Rav Asher Weiss, the Menachas Asher, has a beautiful piece in Siman Samach Gimel in Shmos, where he discusses Melech Tzmach Shabbos Asra Torah, which we've discussed in some of the Halakha Shiurim, and he quotes that there are 12 contexts where Melech Tzmach Shabbos is a Kula of Shabbos. As we've said, Shabbos has a very high standard. Melech Tzmach Shabbos, even something that's called a Maisa in other contexts of Halakha, might not be called a Maisa here. Melech Tzmach Shabbos Asra Torah. You never have such a concept outside of Shabbos. But Melech Tzmach Shabbos, Asra Torah, has to be exactly why it was done in the Mishkan. Even though you're digging the same hole, but you're doing it for the dirt and not to dig the hole, you're going to be potter, according to Rav Rishonim. Because of Melech Tzmach Shabbos, Asra Torah. Misasek, might be, we'll get to that soon, in a little different. Mikalkel, Ruudok, Kalachar Yad. Right, we had that in the Nosek Kalim in writing a get with your left hand, we spoke about. Right, all of these are based on Kulas Malach Hashena Miskayim. If you do it Pachos Mikashir, there's a Rashbam. All of these based on Malachas Machsheves. So there are 12 cases, right, with his Bekiyas Nifla that says, right, you're by Malachas Machsheves is a Kula by Shabbos. But there are also 4 cases which say has Malachas Machsheves as a Chumra, as a Chumra. One of them is later on in Baba Kama, Daf Samach, where the Gemara says Grama Ben Ezekin. Grama ben Ezekin is pater, even though Zorah, the malacha of winnowing, you throw stuff up in the air, the wind comes and blows away the chaff, and the seeds fall down. Isn't that Grama? The Gemara says, yeah, but malacha machsheves asra Torah, and niskayim machshavaso. You did exactly what you wanted to do. So you see that's a context where you're chayiv on Shabbos, even though you're not chayiv and called derakula. Also an amazing one, machlokas Ran and the Rashba, the end of Masechah Shabbos, by Ksiva. We know by writing a sefer Torah, you have to do what's called chok yerechos, and not chok tochos. You have to form the letters. What if I spilled ink on the entire cloth, and then I erased around the letters? And boom, the letters are left. Is that okay? That's called chok tochos. You left the inside. So the halacha is, that's not good for Sefer Torah. What about on Shabbos? If I did that on Shabbos? Says the Rashi, the Ran, quoting, he says, I think you'd be chayiv on Shabbos. Because that's writing, Melech Tzmach Shabbos Asra Torah. You did exactly what you wanted to do. Even though it would have been good in Hilchos Sefer Torah. So again, that's another example where you'd be chayiv in Shabbos. So again, most of the time, you'd be putter in Shabbos, but a couple of times here and there, you'd be chayiv in Shabbos. Here's one of the times that you would be putter. Melech Tzmach Shabbos Asra Torah. Good. So we can spend a lot more time on Melech Tzmach Shabbos, but maybe we'll mention just one more. A very famous, and we'll make it famous now, Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I would say top few tshuvas in terms of what his in terms of known. So he quotes our Gemara, Baba Kama Chavavim Abeis. He says, one second. Why do you need to say that the reason that you're going to be putter by Shabbos is because of Melech Tzmach Shabbos Asra Torah? He says, "Avol b'Shabbos padu lo manas machshavaso." Im kein hacha dahaya even b'cheika v'lo yada mizeh dechashav de'in osa klam malacha below time of the Melech Tzmach Shabbos putter. Why? D'lo gar miksaver shu talish v'nimsa mechubar. What we call misasek. Whenever you're doing an act and you don't think you're doing something aser and it just happens, that's called misasek. That's called you're involved. Misasek is putter. You know, that's a more basic p'tur that you're not even, you have misasik by other contexts of halacha also, not just by Shabbos. So Ezra Kiva Eger, why do you need the p'tur of Malachim Dachshav Adas Torah? Just say it's misasik. So here he says it's chiddush. What's generally the p'tur of misasik? Is it a maisa avera with a p'tur onshin? You did something wrong, but you're pater, or is it not even a maisa avera? So he quotes the Makor Chayim, the Nesivas, the Milchas Pesach, says it's never a maisa avera even. Ebi Kiva Ega argues. Usually it's a maisa avera with a p'tur onshin. But Melechas Machsheves adds a dimension that by Shabbos is not even an avera at all. That's why you have to call Melechas Machsheves. But that's the major machlokas between the Nesivas and the Rekiva Eger. In general, Misasek, we talk about it by Misasek B'chalam B'arayas. We spoke about it in Kiddushin. Misasek, do you say that that's a Maisa Avera with a P'tur Onshin in general? That's Rekiva Eger. Or do you say it's not even a Maisa Avera at all? That is the Nesivas. And obviously it has a lot of ramifications. A lot of ramifications. There's more to say there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Le'inyin galus patur. Le'inyin galus, right? If your rock falls off your chest and it rolls onto somebody and kills them by accident, you're patur. Why? Because this is less than shogeg. This is less than shogeg. The Rashba says it's shogeg is only if you have a yediyah at the beginning, and you didn't have any yediyah here, so you're patur. Le'inyin eved, what happens if this rock falls on your eved's tooth or eye and knocks it out? You have to set your eved free. Plukti Rav Shimon Gamliel Barabanan. It's a machlokas. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Harishahaya Rabbi Rofe, Bamalo Kacholeni, Visima. If the master is a doctor and he's trying to heal, trying to color or do something with the Eved's eye, and by mistake he blinds it. Chatarli Shinai Vipila, or the master's a dentist and he's trying to do something with the tooth and he knocks it out. So, Sichik Ba'adam Yasal Lacheir. Tanakama says he can laugh at the master and leave. Meaning, even without Kavana, Shane and Ba'ayin, go free. No, only until you have kavana lahashkas to destroy. That's part one. That's case one of the brisa. If you just never knew about the rock on you, what about hikur b'vishchacha v'amav enafla? What in this case you knew about it, and then you forgot about it, and then you got up and it fell. So there's going to be one difference. Linyan nizikin, you're chayiv. You're still chayiv. Linyan dal dvarim, you're still pater, right? Linyan galus, chayiv. That's the difference. Regarding galus, you're going to be chayiv because you had a yediyah. That's called shogeg. There was yediyah here. Linyan Shabbos, pater, you still pater. Linyan eved, pukter b'shem gamliel v'rabanan. Fine. Says the Nemuki Yosef. Interesting. So you pater for dal dvarim. So even though when you knew about it, you were like a posheya, but at the end it was an ones. So that's why it's considered a ones, and it's not called a pshia. So he says, you know what this is important for? This is something we've discussed many times. The beginning of Maseches Gittin, we discussed it, and elsewhere. What happens if it's mincha time, and I'm going to daven mincha, and I say, you know what, I'm going to daven in an hour from now. You know, I'm going to go to the later mincha, and then all of a sudden, when it comes to the later mincha, I forget. Or I'm in the middle of a meeting, and I meant to daven. So is that mezid? Is that pshia? I could have davened earlier. Is that tchilaso b'pshia b'sof of ones? Kind of. So can I make it up? Big nafkamina. If I was b'mezid, you're not allowed to make up a tefillah. I'm not davening now. You can't make that up. You can only make it up if it's shogeg or it's ones. So we paskin, you gotta make it up. So Nemuki Yosef says Raya from right here. Because even though the rock was on you at the beginning, but at the end, you know, you forgot about it, so you're still potter. Case number three, we discussed it by Bati Orichoma, if you remember. Viksos and Simin Nunhe. Miskavin, Lizrok Shtayim, Vizorak Arba. What happens in this case? You have Kavanah to throw a rock 2 amos, and it goes 4 amos. Linyan Zikin Chayev still, Linyan Dal Dvarim Patur. You still Patur because you didn't have Kavanah to do 4. Linyan Shabbos Malachas Bachsheves Be'inan, and you did not have Kavanah to do a Malacha. Linyan Galus. What about Galus? Let's read the Gemara. Asher Lo Tzada Amar Rachmana. The Torah says, Asher Lo Tzada, you didn't entrap the person. Prat, Shinez Kavin Lizrok Shtayim Vizorak Dalad. Excluding this case. So what's the din by Galus? So Rashi has 2 days. Chayev or Patur. Right, it's unclear. What's the Gemara saying? Is it saying that this case is included in Galus or not included in Galus? So look at Rashi. Rashi quotes Tuli Mudim, how you work it out. Chayev or Pater. Linyan Eved, Fukdim Shem Galev Rabbanan. And Linyan Eved, also, again, we have a Machlokas. Case, fourth and final case, number 4. Eskamin, Lizrok, Arba, Vizorak, Shmona. Let's see, you have Kavanah to do a Malacha. You have Kavanah to throw it 4 amos. Right, Dalad Abba, Zerush, Zerabim. And you threw it 8. Linyan Ezekin, Chayev, Linyan Dalad Varim, Pater. Those don't change. Linyan Shabbos, now it depends. If a person doesn't really care where it falls, so then we say, in, you're going to be chayav on Shabbos, because you had kavanah to do a malacha, and you did a malacha.
Ilolo. But if you didn't wanted it to fall in a specific spot and it didn't, then you would still say Smalach Machsheves Asra Torah, and you could be Pater. Right? That's what Rashi says. Niskavin Lizrok Shtayim Bezorak Arba. Afilu Amar Kol Makam Shetirta Tenuach Pater Sheikir Machshavaso Eina LeMalacha. Fine. LeInyan Galus Asher. Sorry. It's a question if you don't have specific kavana, right? If you say LeInyan Ilolo, maybe you didn't even have kavana to do that. You have to say. You didn't even have specific kavanah to do the malacha. Le'inyin galus, or you have to work it out, because you might say, if you have kavanah to do malacha, it doesn't matter where it's going to land. It doesn't matter. So you have to work out exactly how the case is, where you don't, somehow you don't have kavanah to do the malacha. Le'inyin galus, again, Asher lo tzada, prat lo neskavim lezorak arba v'zorak shmona, 2 days in Rashi. Le'inyin eved, plukta d'rib shimming amliel, v'rabanan, period. I'll read the next 4 lines, but I'll let it be explained tomorrow, Hashem, because you could spend, again, a whole few shiurim on the next few lines. Amar Rabba, Zorak klimi rosha gag, ubach, evishavar b'makal patr, as we had it already. This first part we had. Somebody throws a kli off a roof. Rashi here says the bala kli threw it off. Stira between the earlier Rashi, where the earlier Rashi, he didn't say the bala kli, he threw a third party. We discussed that then. So somebody threw a kli off a roof. Ubach evishavar, and while it's falling down, somebody else takes a baseball bat and smashes it before it hits the ground. Patr, the second one is patr. My time, I'm on a tvira tavar. He broke a broken kli. So he's patr. But what about the other, a different case? I threw a kli off a roof, and there were pillows on the ground. So it was not going to break. And then somebody else and took away the pillows. Or let's say I'm very fast, and I ran downstairs, and I took away the pillows. Or I had a string, and I took the pillows away before it dropped. Potter. You're potter in that case. Why? My taima be'idna deshadi psuke mipsuke gire. When he threw it, his arrows were stopped. And then when he pulled away the pillows, that's just grama. Tosfos here, it's a one-line Tosfos, but you got to do a major sugi to understand it. Tosfos says, is this grama, or is this a little more than grama, what's called garmi? That's a huge sugi. What is the line in between grama and garmi? Sugis that come up later in Baba Kama. This is, you have to look at all the Rishonimi, or the Meiri, the Raiva, the Rashba, the Rambam, but that is the big sugi on that little Tosfos. Is this grama, or is this garmi? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, enjoy tomorrow. Ein Holchem B'mam Anachar Arov, another big sugya, and doing things that make you appear like a ganav. Okay, enjoy.